Niagara Ridge Podcast.
Niagara Ridge Podcast, episode 24.
I am talking. That's what happens when you turn the mix to the wrong direction and you hear your own voice
just a little bit later.
And it forces you to talk like this.
Yeah, I don't have the patience to keep this one up.
No.
Feel free to do it to me.
The echo game gets really boring for the guy who's echoing really quick.
Yeah, and then you feel this ego to keep it going.
Yeah.
Sort of like a staring contest, you know? You just kind of, if you feel like you give up, it's like playing chicken, you know? You don't want to be the one who swerved.
Right.
You want to be the one who, like, caused the fiery crash.
Right. Well, at least you got, people will know, like, you go down in history as, like, being the ballsy guy.
Yeah, but as you can see, you know, 5 seconds in, I gave up.
Yeah.
So in the chicken of the echo game, I lose.
Yeah, usually when people try to challenge me to a staring match, I just punch them in the throat.
Right.
Because I'm like, I don't have time for staring. Get out of my face.
Wait, why don't you just say no thanks?
Because, I don't know. What fun is life if all you do is go around being polite?
It's true.
You know?
I get most of my excitement in life from just being horribly, horribly just cruel to people.
Right. Yeah, you know, like I punch babies, and if I was polite to them, then yeah, I might be the nice guy, but... What's that?
I know. I mean, babies don't respect you anyway, so why?
They don't care about anything. Have you noticed that? They don't care about anything.
I know.
It's so ridiculous.
They just cry and poop everywhere. My old boss used to use this excuse whenever she didn't feel like dealing with me or anyone else, and it just kind of, I remembered it today and laughed. It was that you would say something to her, you'd be like, oh, you know, can you approve this, you know, this sheet here? And she'd be like, listen, Sean, I have 3 children, okay? I have 3 children, all right? So I don't know. You're just going to have to deal with this on your own, all right?
Yeah, what the hell does that mean?
It means nothing.
Were they there in the office?
No. They're mostly grown. Oh. There's something about, like, she just liked pulling this whole, like, you know, I've been there. I've been a mother and... Trying to think about it doesn't make sense, because especially the more it went on, it would be like, oh, should I, because we would be making these videos, and be like, oh, should you want me to edit here at this point or here over here? And be like, I have 3 children, okay?
Yeah,
so you're just going to have to figure this one out, because, you know, I go home and I make dinner and there's 3 of them. The children, and you're just going to have to deal with this, Sean. And she'd walk out of the room.
I guess what she's saying is her life is just so busy, she's tired from everything.
But I don't think that was the case.
Plus, like, who made her have the babies?
No one.
Right. So that's not really a complaint, you know?
I mean, it just seems like, you know, and especially if she had, like, 3 brand new infants.
Right.
Like, all simultaneously,
yeah,
like,
weren't
babies.
Her kids, like, 15?
Yeah, they were, like, 18, and then 2 of them were, like, in their 10 age.
Jeez.
But, like, to me, that still isn't really... But it would just kind of come up at the randomest times.
Right, like, if she had triplets, and they were all in, like, one big baby carrier, and they were in the office...
Or if you had, like, 9 children.
Right.
You know, like, they'd be like, I have 9 children! But, like, again, it was sort of like, why are you, you know... It wouldn't even come up like, hey, you know, can you spend extra time to do this?
Right.
It would just be like a generic excuse.
For anything. Can you hold the door open for me? Children. Are you going to order lunch today? Children.
Yeah, like I have 3 of them.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
I kind of want to come up with one that's sort of like, I want to come up with some weird, like something so arbitrary that I just say it at someone and they kind of believe it because I'm telling them to, but ultimately it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like, oh, I broke my arm when I was a kid.
Yeah,
A lot of people have, like, old sports injuries. I think you should just get one of those. And it prevents you from doing things that aren't really related.
Right.
You know, like, oh, can you help me file these reports? Yeah, I hurt my knee in college.
But, right.
Well, you don't have to use your knee.
What I want is something that has a little bit of condescension to it.
That's insulting.
Yeah, so I want to, like, the attitude, I think, has to be insulting. So if someone asked me to do something or whatever, I'd be like, listen, I live in Brooklyn, okay?
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Yeah, see, yeah, do you know where that is? Yeah, so that's where I live, all right? Yeah. So why don't you figure this out?
Yeah, that's good.
And then, like
that.
People are going to think that I should know that I'm correct, because otherwise I'd be insane.
Right.
So they'll just kind of... Like, all right.
Someone may call you on it once, though, and say, you're insane. And then you just have to panic and run away.
Yeah.
Or help them or do whatever they're asking.
Right. I'll choose panic.
I have 2 cats, which I think most people know.
I have two cats.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't you just figure this out?
That's what I say to people usually. And they are, for the most part, they're pretty well behaved, but they can be, you know, a little, there's two boys and they get kind of crazy sometimes. But one of them, Felix,
I consider them men personally, but continue.
Fair enough. Men, I guess. Felix has this tendency, he pushes things off the edges of anything.
Sure.
So if there's like a glass of water sitting near the edge of a table, he'll just walk up and push it off.
Right. It's very helpful.
Yeah. And I usually say like, oh, thanks. Thanks, Felix. You did a good job. And he does it it's not even necessarily mischievous. It's like purposeful. He like walks up to things and he looks at the situation and he'll push it off the edge.
Right.
And then he just sits where it was and like looks at it on the ground. Now, normally this is not that big of a deal. Because right. If you knock water or whatever, he's broken a few glasses, but for the most part, we've learned not to stick stuff near the edge.
Right.
Last year, I think it was for Christmas, my friend Stacy bought me one of those little, I don't know what they're called. It's basically like a fully enclosed little shrimp aquarium. They're like a little, it's like a little glass orb, right?
Right. And there's sea monkeys?
Yeah, there's like tiny little shrimp inside of it.
Sea monkeys.
I guess. Yeah.
They're sea monkeys.
Okay.
Little miniature humans with monkey tails.
Right. Yes, that's
right.
What it
that's
was. And it's really cool, this little like glass
sea monkeys
thing, you know? Yeah, it's a little sea monkey environment.
Call them sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys. Okay. And so I had it in my office because it was really cool.
Right.
And Oscar, the other cat, was really obsessed with it. He would like sit next to it and look at them. And he never touched it. And he was really nice. He would just watch them. And then one day, and so I had to keep Felix out of the office because he would walk up to it and try to push it off. It was on the windowsill and then it was on the desk. And he would just try to push this thing off. And I kept saying like, no, Felix, no. So I would keep him out. And I went on this campaign for like 4 months to keep him out of the office, right?
Right.
And I'm being really conscious about it. Like, you know, like I'm really paying attention to it. And one night, the first time in 4 months, I step out of my office to get a drink of water. I walk into the kitchen. I'm getting a drink of water. Katya's standing there. And all of a sudden, what do I hear? Just ka-poosh.
Did you hear the sea monkeys screaming?
Yeah. They were all like, help, we're dying. And I was standing next to Katya and she goes, what was that? And I was like, that was my shrimp. And I ran in and he was standing on the windowsill looking down at it. Well, first of all, also, it's a glass orb full of water. You know, so it's like shattered. It waters everywhere all over the floor. This is at the time I had like a G5 on the floor. So I was panicking about that as well.
Right.
And there's little tiny, tiny, tiny shrimp just sitting on the ground, like
flapping around,
you know, with their little tiny tails.
Oh, boy.
And I'm panicking because I don't want them to die. So, you know, I grab a Tupperware and fill it with water and put salt in the water. Because I'm like, oh, they need salt water.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works.
No, not at all. And so I'm picking up the little shrimp with, you know, like trying not to damage them, putting them in the water. I'm picking up all the little rocks and we're trying to get the glass up. And Felix is running around like a psychopath and I'm yelling at him. And we put them all, and then we put them in this Tupperware and they're alive. And I'm like, oh, I think we saved them.
Right.
So I close the Tupperware and I shoot an email. I shoot it. I fire it with my email shotgun.
Right.
At the, what do you call it? A sea monkey. At the sea monkey company who makes these little things.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I had this emergency. I broke the glass. What do I do? You know, please send me information.
It'd probably be like, let them die and buy new ones.
Yeah. So I wake up in the morning and all of them are dead.
Right.
Just every single one of them. And I get an email, and basically that's what it says. It says, once you break it, you're screwed. We'll give you 10% discount on a new one.
Right.
But they're kind of expensive, actually. Like, Stacy has this habit of buying really expensive gifts, and so I didn't buy it. And actually, I never told Stacy that it broke, and she listens to the podcast. So, yeah, sorry. Felix broke it. She kept asking me, too, like, oh, how's that thing? And I was like, oh, it's great. I love it.
Why do you lie?
Because I felt really bad. Because it'd be one thing if, like, the shrimp died on their own.
Right.
Or, you know, or even if I had knocked it over, but it was like this.
It was tragic.
It was like murder, you know?
Right.
Felix murdered
them. Did you name
them.
the little sea monkeys?
No, I didn't. But,
I do like how on the box. Well, when I had these as a kid, they always had on the box, they actually showed little, like, mermen.
Yeah, that's ludicrous.
And they said sea monkeys. When I was a kid, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to grow a little world here. I'm going to do experiments.
I mean, you had to know they're going to die anyway because in an enclosed. Well, they're also in a perfectly enclosed thing. You can't add anything to it. You can't add new water. You know, like water is evaporating slowly. The water level is getting low. But Felix murdered them. Like, he actually committed murder.
What I like is that from their perspective, he was like the big monster outside, you know, that they were always fearful of.
Yeah. And I was like their God. I was protecting them.
Right. You see, he was the devil and you were God. Yeah.
And then I stepped away that one time.
And killed them all.
And he murdered them.
And then, well, they probably were like, you know, murdered by the salt, really.
Yeah, I actually may have murdered them. That's yeah, true. So. Well, I figured salt, well, yeah, apparently that's an exact science, not just like a throw salt in water.
Yeah, I think it's a different kind of salt and or you just can't do that.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist. Wow, man, this party sure is lame.
Yeah.
Man, you know what we need?
What?
A booze bomb.
What's a booze bomb?
Dude, it turns any event into a drunken awesome fest. Check it out.
Oh my God, I'm so drunk!
Dude, this is the party of the year. Introducing Booze Bomb.
Booze Bomb, Booze Bomb. It's a booze bomb.
Use it anywhere, anytime. Sure am gonna miss Dad.
Yeah, this funeral is really getting me down.
Hey, I know. Let's use the booze bomb.
I'm still sad, but I'm also drunk.
Thanks, booze bomb.
Booze bomb, booze bomb. It's a booze bomb.
I'm driving.
And now I'll repair the left ventricle with the...
Doctor, you're cutting the patient's face.
Shut up. You're not the boss of me.
Booze bomb, booze bomb. It's a booze bomb.
Get booze bomb for your next party. Available at Liquor Shack. I can never find soy-based ice cream that isn't atrocious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now...
Because I can find it.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Okay, because I have this problem where because I'm lactose intolerant, I can't eat regular ice cream, right? And
oh, you said that's not atrocious.
That's not, yes. The word is not
no,
atrocious.
Actually, I eat soy ice cream all the time. Anyway, I'll let you continue your story. Yeah, I think I just deflated your story, maybe.
I know, I've had a couple that are okay. My biggest concern with soy ice cream is I don't understand why, if something has no lactose,
right,
it has to be flavored with fruit-based sugars. All those soy-based products, like they don't use real sugar.
Well, I think a lot of the soy ones, though, are more for, like, vegans.
Yeah,
though.
But
they're not
do
really
vegans
made
not eat sugar?
For, they can't eat white sugar. That's
what?
All I know.
Why?
Because it's filtered by bones.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, no offense to vegans, but that's ludicrous.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go all the way, go all the way.
I guess, except that's you're not even actually eating anything of an animal in that case.
Right, but they also don't buy leather.
Right. Leather I can understand because they're like murdering animals technically,
right,
you know,
so
in a vegan standpoint.
Well, they're saying an animal was murdered to filter this
But what if
sugar?
They just collected the bones from like a dead carcass that died naturally?
Well, they probably didn't though. They probably killed an animal.
Do you use it really made with bones?
It's filtered with bones. That's
really?
What they say. That's what they say in the vegan newsletters.
I think that's ludicrous.
I mean, I've never done the research, but you know, if you talk to trust me, if you've talked to them that's in the if you talk to these people,
they just get right in your face.
I mean, I'm just going to give them the benefit of the doubt that if they've changed their whole life based around bones being filtered,
that could be true.
I'm sure. I mean, you know, they probably know more than I do. I'll just assume that's true.
Do they use glue?
No.
Isn't that made with
Yeah, not at
what's
all.
What's that word? Hooves?
Hooves.
Hooves?
Yeah.
I hate that word. Hooves? Hooves? Hooves. There's no way to say it. You know, it's just like the plural of
hooves.
Moose. You know,
I
do
say
you say mice or do you say mooses? I don't know.
Moose.
Doesn't make any sense. Well, I'm going to look into that bone. You know, that sounds like a bad business idea. You know, oh, what are we going to filter this with? Oh, I don't know. Human bones?
Well,
animal
human
bones?
I wouldn't eat it if I had human.
All right. Well,
to be honest, I'm
not?
A little freaked out about the fact that bone, like any dead animal bones were involved.
I don't see why that would
process.
Be a, yeah, like you'd think at this point we've come up with like synthetic material that's actually better and easier and cheaper. Because
mm-hmm.
you got to go out and like, what, find cows, murder cows, clean their bones, break up their bones, stick their
secretly
bones in there.
Murder
like,
them.
Yeah. Stick some ping pong balls in, I'm sure it'll like be the same thing. I don't know. That seems very strange to me.
Yeah, I mean, they still have to kill, they still kill gypsies to make certain kinds of jello.
That's true. That is definitely true.
I mean, those are sort of people.
Yeah, poor gypsies, man. They could really get the rotten end of the stick.
Yeah, but they stole my wallet in Paris. Is that a cliff? Is that a cliff bar you have there?
Yep.
Oh, I like cliff bars. Oh, but you like the fruity cliff bars.
Yeah, I don't like the things like chocolate and peanut butter and stuff. I like the fruit.
Yeah, I'm the sane one in this, I think. Because the chocolate is delicious,
I would
and it's totally legitimate because it's breakfast.
What?
Yeah.
Chocolate for breakfast?
Yeah, every morning.
That doesn't make any
sense. Because it's a Clif Bar. It's okay.
Are you French?
Yes.
I heard they just eat bars of chocolate in the morning.
They do. That's why they're so thin.
Have you had the blueberry crisp one?
No, I haven't had the... You know what? Now, what was that one I had when we were filming and I got sick for like an hour?
Oh, yeah. When you
puke? I think it was the apricot one.
Yeah. Oh, that one's gross.
Yeah. It tastes to me like diarrhea. Like sweetened diarrhea.
Wait, how do you know diarrhea is not sweet?
Oh, I know. I know. I just remembered this the other day. This happened a little while ago, but I recalled it. It came to me, and I can't believe I forgot it and didn't mention it here. Not like a vision quest per se. Like a vision.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps that won't leave my brain.
Mine are usually followed by quests.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe you can go on a vision quest based on this vision. So you'll see. We'll find out. So I was walking down the street, and this guy was sucking on a popsicle in the shape of a man's penis.
Okay.
And it was a large popsicle. Like, it was a life-sized penis.
Well, if you're going to have that kind of popsicle, you might as well, like,
right,
make
I guess,
real.
Yeah, you don't want a little,
like, a tiny
penis.
People be like, that's a joke penis, clearly.
Right. That's not real.
Yeah.
So this is translucent. I can only imagine strawberry or cherry flavored. And he's sucking on it like it's not a popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just on the street. You know, he's just sucking on this thing. Like, you know, you got to assume he was a gag gift of some sort, but he had just definitely committed to, you know, he was going to eat this.
Yeah, maybe he was part of it. Like, you ever see, a lot of times in New York, you'll see, like, bachelorette parties run around through the subway, right. And a lot of times they're doing stuff like that. Maybe right. He mugged a bachelorette party.
Oh, that could be.
He was like, give me that popsicle. Like,
oh, give me that, yeah, that pop.
Yeah, maybe he didn't notice, you know?
Right. I mean, he was just like, I need a popsicle. Yeah. And he walked into a sex shop by accident. And
right.
He was like, I just need a popsicle. I need
any kind.
A popsicle.
And the guy's like, well, you know. And he's like, I don't want to hear anything.
We got the vagina ones. We got the penis ones.
Yeah, that one. The
we
penis
got the
one.
Nipple ones. And then, maybe they have a boob popsicle, too.
Maybe he thought when the guy said that the guy was like, we have a popsicle for people with penises.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, we have a vagina pop. And he was like, I'm a dude. And he was like, okay, here you go.
Right.
You never know. I don't know.
Right. He's like, no. I'm not going to have some woman's popsicle.
Yeah.
A manly popsicle.
Exactly. And also, you know, there's...
veiny, manly popsicle.
Something to be... Thank you for that. That was...
I just needed... It's in my head. I need to get it out.
There's something to be said for the fact that they might actually... It might be a really good popsicle. What if it's like the best strawberry popsicle you've ever had, but it had to be in that shape?
I mean, if your complaint about normal popsicles are that they're not long enough and that they're not thick enough, then this is your popsicle.
Right.
Also, if your complaint is that regular popsicles don't look like penises, then this is also your popsicle.
I do hear that occasionally.
Right. I mean, because, you know.
They're really close. That people are like, why don't they just put the finishing touches on this? Really make it look like what it should.
Yeah. I mean, this thing was detailed, let me tell you.
That's the end. That's it.
Peace.
That's all. That's all she wrote. Every time you say that, you have to pay that old woman like $20. What was her name? Jessica Landry? Is that her name?
Jessica Landry?
Yeah, isn't that her name? No. Jessica.
The Murder She Wrote?
Is that, what was I thinking? That's All She Wrote? Is that what I said?
You said That's All She Wrote.
Oh, that's a new show I just invented.
I don't know
with Jessica Landry.
Yeah, That's All She Wrote.
It's not about murders.
Wait, did you
it's
say
about...
Jessica Lanyard?
What? Lanyard? You mean like the thing you hang your ID on?
I think that's not her name.
No, if I said, what is her name? Jessica Simpson. No, that's not it.
Angela anyway. Lansbury?
Is that it? That's it. Who's Jessica Lanberry?
No one.
Nobody.
It's exactly
that's
no one.
An amalgamation of fake names.
This is, there are reasons why we should probably prepare more.
Right.
More
right.
Talk.
I do like the idea of a concept called That's All She Wrote, and it's just a woman writing the last chapter of every book she's ever written.
Like every episode is just the last chapter of a book.
Remember that thing? I think it was that show where they had the production trailer showed the guy type, and then he would throw the piece of paper up and it would like curl. That's the entire concept for the show. I don't know what that is. What are you doing?
That's the theme song.
You know the theme song for Murder, She Wrote?
Of course. I love that show.
Interesting. Wasn't that kind of just like a woman's Matlock?
Well, that's insulting to Matlock.
Oh, but not insulted to Jessica Lansbury?
It was more of a woman's Columbo.
A woman's Columbo.
Except she was smarter than Columbo.
Was
she
Columbo
seems
smart at
smarter
all?
Smarter than
wait, was
Columbo
a detective?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was a coffee baron.
A coffee baron?
Yeah, I don't know. The name Columbo and Columbia Coffee. I don't know.
Yeah, you're thinking of Juan Valdez.
Oh, right. Donkey guy,
as
right?
opposed to Columbo. Columbo was pretty good. Pretty good show.
Yeah.
But no, Murder, She Wrote was a good, you know, good show for its day. I was 9 at the time, so I was pretty probably easily impressed. But
yeah, I think I was watching The Commish at the time.
Oh, that was also a good show.
Michael
yeah.
Chiklis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I wonder what happened to him.
I don't know. I think he actually became the commish.
Oh, in real life, he just became a police commissioner?
Yes.
Solve crimes.
Yes, yeah. That's what he's been doing. He definitely was not in any superhero movies, and he was not a dirty cop on FX.
Interesting. All right, well, I think you're right that we need to start Wikipedia-ing everything we say before we talk.
We should just have a laptop open.
We are right in front of a computer. We should really use it.
Oh, it's true.
Instead of just for pornography.
Yeah, I've never mentioned this over the last 24 episodes, but your simultaneous podcasting / porn browsing is sort of off-putting. It's hard to focus.
Give me something to do, you know?
You know, they spread legs everywhere.
Yeah, well, talking can be boring sometimes.
You are easily bored.
Speaking of hardcore pornography, this podcast is still sponsored by SegPub.
Wow, we're always impressed. But,
yeah,
But no, they are awesome for hosting, and definitely check them out. Get your website hosted there.
Yeah, segpub.net.
The best.
And that's the end of episode 24.
All right.
Thanks, Sean.
Later, Garrett.
Awesome. Peace out.
You are easily bored.
Yeah. Speaking of easily bored, this podcast is still sponsored by SegPub. That'd be the best advertiser in the world.
I'm sorry, I ruined it. Do that, though.
Oh, man. That's awesome.